Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Make sure you subscribe to Willard and Dibbs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast while you're there. Steiny and Goo, the morning roast, and everything everybody had to say today as we get ready for the home opener, which is closing in. We are just over 2 hours away from tip-off. We're live at Splash right next door outside Shea Center. Nuggets, Warriors, tonight on 95.7 The Game. It's Willard and Dibbs, and I don't know about you. I kind of feel fancy. I feel fancy today.
Super fancy.
I mean, you and I are just in T-shirts, but Mark Spears, ESPN, and then we just hand the baton right off on the River Islands guest line to Ramona Shelburne of ESPN. Ramona, we're kind of dancing around with the NBA elite tonight. You know what I mean?
I mean, this is the game, isn't it? Like, this is the one where we find out if the Warriors are for real, if the Nuggets are for real. They've kind of done a good job so far against Jokic in his career. I'm not going to say they shut him down, but they did a pretty good job against him. So let's see. They look really good in L.A. on opening night. I was there at that game, and there was a lot of Laker fans leaving the building like, oh, man, our team sucks. And I was like, no, the Warriors are good. Let's give them their due.
And, Ramona, we know you're on your way to the airport to head to Portland right now, mm-hmm. and I can only assume that's to get ready for the massive showdown between the Blazers and Warriors tomorrow night, right?
Is that who they're playing? I only know they're playing the Warriors because Anthony Slater and I've been texting a little bit today, coordinating for tomorrow. But I'm going up there because of the big gambling scandal and everything that's going around about Chauncey Billups as far as I can tell, nobody had any idea this was coming last night, and they went and lose a game to Minnesota. You know, and this is the best team Portland's had in a long time. They were really excited about this year. And it's like, you know, they lose on opening night. It was going to be a good, it was a really good game. And then Ant-Man took over. And then, boom, like, you know, it sounds like Chauncey got woken up at 5 in the morning and arrested. And, like, everybody else in the organization got woken up shortly thereafter talking about what happened. And it's, obviously throws your whole season into a tailspin here. But, well, you know. You know as well as I do, like, it takes a while for things to play out in the court system. So I think today everybody's reacting to this, tomorrow, but then the courts are going to do their thing.
And I guess he's expected to face an arraignment maybe tomorrow or later this week. What do you make of the...
I think it's already happened. I think it's already happened today. Yeah.
Okay, I apologize. It's all happening so fast. And I read through the indictment, and it goes back to 2019, and it's a rigged poker game that he was a part of. Have you ever seen anything like this where, you know, a former athlete, a current coach gets caught up or is a part of something this nefarious with multiple alleged crime families and the rest of it?
I mean, when I started hearing the Cosa Nostra, I was like, oh my goodness.
Right.
Like, this is, you know, like some Godfather stuff. Like, I live in LA where we just saw Gilbert Arenas get caught up in a gambling scandal in a home poker game. I actually know a few of the people involved in that. I mean, it seems like there was some tie to a guy who might be part of an Israeli mob family or some kind of connection there. So, you know, NBA players do play in high-stakes poker games. They have lots of money. Most of those games take place on planes, right, when they're against each other. But it doesn't surprise me that NBA players would be participating in high-stakes, $10,000 buy-ins, whatever, because they got money and they like to play cards. Like, none of that's surprising. People play in home poker games. That's not illegal unless you take a rake, right? You're not a casino. You're not allowed to take a rake. So where it gets illegal is when you're taking a rake or if it's rigged, the way that this thing is fairly intricately rigged. I mean, I was reading all that they had signals at the table and they had the glasses and the card readers under the, I mean, that's some next level stuff there. And I don't know how Chauncey got involved in this in the first place. Clearly somebody brought him in. It's just kind of it feels like a random thing, but it's all on who you know, I guess, you know, and that seems to be where this started. And it seems like this kind of group of people, there's a lot of overlap between the two indictments that we saw today.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, joining us, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game, the home opener a couple hours away. And Ramona, this may sound like complete small potatoes based on what you're talking about, but something crossed my mind after all this came out, which is Jimmy Butler the other night after the game kind of jokes with everybody with the press, oh, Draymond and I have this bet about free throw percentage between me and Steph.
I know.
And I think normal circumstances, no big deal, right? But under this umbrella, did they accidentally step in it the other night?
No, you're allowed to bet on things like that. Like, that's not illegal. You know, that's not a prop bet. It's like a bet between two individuals. That's fine. Like, and I think that's what's scary about, you know, gambling being so embedded in our sports culture. It's just that people are, you know, like, listen, I don't mess with it. I'm not allowed to. Like, there's really strict rules that we all got read from ESPN. Like, if I go to Vegas, I'm not betting on any sports, you know? I don't tell people what to bet on. I don't like to do ads, you know, that reference gambling. You know, that's even when I'm hosting radio in LA, because it's just, you don't really know where the lines are anymore. I mean, I know what I'm allowed to do and what I'm not allowed to do. But to me, like Jimmy Butler, you know, saying I got a bet with Draymond, like, you know, that's fine. What's illegal about two guys having a bet? But because of this, everybody's kind of caught up. And my general reaction to this was, wow, like the people involved, Damon Jones, I've known him forever. You know, he made money in his NBA career, but not a ton of money. He was kind of part of the entourage with LeBron. I don't think he was actually paid by the Lakers, but they let him be around because LeBron liked him and he was around and he traveled on team planes. They are the ones who have access to information. Like, they have access to, this guy is not playing. They have access, this guy is hurt. That's very valuable to gamblers that isn't necessarily released in the most timely fashion. And that's why it's really dangerous to have sports so enmeshed in our gambling culture, because there's a lot of people who have information that is valuable. And like, I'll bring it back to this. And one of the most famous examples of this that at the time was, you know, there wasn't gambling in the NBA back then. It wasn't part of the league. But do you remember when LeBron had a broken hand during the finals?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
revealed it at the end of that series. And we were like, whoa, that's a pretty big revelation that he was playing with a broken hand. Can you just imagine if you were a gambler and you knew that? You know, like nowadays,
right.
That's the kind of information that could swing a betting line real fast. And I don't know. I've always been a little uncomfortable with how deeply enmeshed this is. But the NBA is trying to do something about it. They're trying to crack down on injury reporting and make it more accurate. I know as somebody who's always trying to get information, we're trying to get it out as fast as we can, but the teams try to keep it close to the vest because they don't want to tell the other team, you know, in their preparation if somebody's playing, it was a game time decision, right? You know, it's just sort of ripe for something like this to happen.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, is with us, Willard and Dibs. I want to let everybody know that as soon as we're done chatting with Ramona, about 5 minutes after 5 o'clock, we have two major announcements, Warriors related, to make right here on this show. So stay right where you are. We're talking with Ramona. About 7-8 minutes from now, we have two major announcements to make.
Ramona, you were mentioning how enmeshed it is, and I don't think that that's ever going away, but I wonder if the league won't try to clamp down on the lesser players and their props, because if you're not a guy making $20 yeah. million a year, aren't you one to be more vulnerable and incentivized yeah. to try to gin it up?
They already have, yeah. They already have. That was the results of the Jontay Porter investigation from a couple years ago, is that they have worked with the gambling companies to say, guys, you can't have prop bets on two-way players, G League players, 10-day contract guys, because these are the guys who are susceptible to gamblers, right? They don't make a lot of money, so that will sway them. But you know, that's a player controlling a situation. I think the most dangerous situation is just all the trainers, the assistant coaches. Like, let's just say it's somebody's friend. I mean, you know how many players have friends that either travel with them or in part of their, you know, their support staff or the support team that have information that is very valuable to a gambler. And that information is, you know, if they got in mixed up with the wrong people. Now, the one thing I will say is, the NBA has come down very quick, very harshly on Jontay Porter. He was banned immediately. I think they'll come down pretty hard on Rozier and everybody who's caught up in this today. I'm talking banned or contracts canceled, you know, existing contracts canceled, et cetera. That is a pretty strong deterrent, and they're really good at catching this stuff now because there's people who like monitor when there's suspicious betting activity on somebody, you know,
right.
And I think they're pretty. The gambling companies and the leagues are getting real.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Ramona, especially since you were at that game the other night, I definitely want to just kind of back up and get some impressions of the Warriors. And why don't I ask it this way? Very well discussed the idea of the Warriors' age. Do you buy or sell the idea that the Warriors are too old this year?
I think they're fine. I'm one of those true. I really was impressed with Will Richard. I was impressed with Kuminga. You haven't even seen Moody yet. Pods was good. Like, they have a younger group that's going to be really good for them. And I think, you know, yeah, they, you know, Steph is older, Jimmy's older, Draymond older, Al Horford. I mean, he's like, I go so far back with Al. I'm like, Al, who's older, you or me? No, oh, I am. But you know, I was like, Al, I'm about the only person in this room who makes you feel young, huh? He's like, yeah, like, cause I covered him at Florida when he was winning national titles there. It's a good mix of young and old in that locker room. And I think that, you know, Steph is just such an incredible weapon, guys. Like, he changes everything. I'm getting out of my Uber now as I'm answering your question.
Okay.
Steph is just such a, in case you hear beeps and stuff. He's just such an incredible weapon for them. Like, Jimmy said it exactly correct when he said the other night, I got the easy job because Steph just creates so much gravity and so much problems for everybody that all I have to do is just get open. You know, I'm open. Like, everybody's just paying attention to Steph. And somebody from the Lakers told me this the other day, and I thought this was really smart and a good way to look at it. Said, you know, the thing about Steph is when you guard him, he's playing behind the defense. Like, you can't see him. Everybody else, they you can see him. Like, Jokic, you can see him. But Steph, like, he's just behind the defense, and all you know is that he's out there. Like, he's like a shark underneath the water. He's out there somewhere, but we don't know what's gonna, you know, what he's gonna do, where he's gonna pop up, and that creates this sort of danger and that feeling where no defense ever really feels comfortable out there with him. And Jimmy Butler is so dang smart; he knows how to benefit from it.
He's smart, and you got Al, as you mentioned. You talk about Florida. That's actually where I met Willard when that Final Four was happening,
yep.
And that feels like 25 years ago.
Long time ago.
It almost is 25 years ago. But I wonder about your thought. Yeah, seriously, we all were a lot younger, Ramona. Kuminga, you got to see him first game of the year. How much do you think that fit that we saw one night in, I know it's a small sample, but how much of that do you think can be sustainable to where they want to keep him?
I mean, he is doing all the right things and saying all the right things right now. I don't know how much of that is just being on his best behavior now that he's got $25 million a year coming to him, you know, and feeling taken care of. But I do think a lot of it is because, you know, I mean, you can just tell Draymond went on a 3-minute soliloquy, you know, I mean, a monologue about how I want Jonathan to hear all this, right? I mean, I was wondering how he'd be received by his teammates after, you know, he kind of put everybody through a lot of unnecessary, I mean, I don't want to say it's unnecessary. He got, you know, maybe he needed to go through that to see what he really, what the market value was, et cetera. But, you know, he ended up with the same offer that had been on the table basically the whole time, right? So it wasn't all that, you know, all that impactful, and it was a lot of noise. But he, you know, he clearly believes he can still be a number one guy. And, you know, that whether that's in Golden State or they just make him look good so that he can, you know, he can trade him later, I don't know. But right for one night at least, he did all of the little things. Like, you would think if all he's trying to do is pump up his value, he would just score a lot. But he did a lot more than score. That's what everybody was remarking on, his 6 assists, making the, you know, those tough rebounds, the way he played defense on Luka. I know Luka had like literally 43 points, but in, you know, he played really well on him that he didn't have to, that they didn't have to double. So I think, you know, that's really important as they go forward throughout this year. But let's give it a little larger sample size before we make any declarations.
Ramona, you're awesome for squeezing us in. Have a safe flight. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
You got it. I know. This is early for me, man. My flight's at 6, and I'm here at 5:03.
Ooh,
at Burbank, and I'm
God.
Like, man, what am I going to do the whole time?
I know.
I'm just going to sit
yep.
here?
I had
like,
you
I used to get here 29 minutes before my flight, you know?
Yeah. 5:36 and pay one of them little scooters
you know,
to ride you to the airport?
Yeah, it's an Alaska flight, so you can't get here. It's not Southwest. I got to get here a little early, you know? So.
Yeah, you find a Cinnabon or, you know, something of that ilk.
Yeah, Burbank Airport, we don't have much here. It's just, you just kind of walk in, you know?
Oh, great point.
Good. Yeah, there's not much here. So,
yeah.
All right,
outdoor,
guys. I'll see you soon.
Outdoor luggage carousel in right. Burbank. Thanks for
I had to bring a jacket. We're going to the rain in Portland tomorrow.
There it
all
is.
All right, y'all. Have a good game tonight.
Okay.
Thanks, Ramona.
Good flight. There it is. Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, joining us on Willard and Dibs on her way up to Gambling Headquarters USA.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.